主是神的受膏者。
Our Lord is the anointed of God.
他是万王之王。
He is the King of Kings.
他为我们复活，为我们升天。
He is resurrected and ascending to heaven for us.
他承受圣灵没有限量。
He has received the Holy Spirit without measure.
今天我们在基督里面，我们得着所应许的圣灵。
In Christ, we have received the promise, the Holy Spirit.
早间我们在这里和弟兄姐妹分享按手的实行和真理。
And this morning we'd like to share with you the practice and the truth of laying hands.
我们一起来读提摩太前书第五章第二十二节。
Let's read together 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 22.
给人行按手的礼不可急促，不要在别人的罪上有份，要保守自己清洁。
Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, and do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure.
提摩太前书是保罗写给提摩太个人的书信。
First Timothy is a letter from Paul to Timothy.
他要把他的使命，把他的职分要传递给提摩太。
And in that letter, he meant to pass on his ministry and his commission.
但是他也告诉提摩太，让他知道在神的家中当怎样行。
Also, he was teaching Timothy how to handle affairs in the house of God.
在第五章的最后，有一些对他个人的嘱咐。
And when it comes to the end of chapter 5, he has some instruction that was specifically for Timothy.
他特别讲到按手。
One of them is laying on hands.
按手不可以急促。
And do not be hasty when you do that.
你不要跟在别人的罪上有份。
And don't share in the sins of others.
要保守自己的清洁。
And keep yourself pure.
所以我们知道按手是非常非常的重要。
So laying on hands is very, very important.
那早间我们盼望在主的面前，我们一起分享，我们也从主来领受。
And this morning, our burden is to share with you this thing and also learn together from the Lord.
我们一起看见在旧约中的按手。
We want to take a look together the examples in the Old Testament.
我们看见在新约中的按手。
And examples in the New Testament how they lay hands.
然后我们一起要来看到底按手它的真理它的意义是什么。
And together let us find out what is the truth and significance of laying of hands.
在旧约中的按手，第一个我们要看见祝福的按手。
Regarding laying hands in the Old Testament, the first example was the laying hands of blessings.
在创世纪第四十八章。
It's recorded in chapter 48 of Genesis.
老雅各要为约瑟的两个儿子来祝福。
How the elderly Jacob were about to bless the two sons of Joseph.
那他的大儿子是马拿西。
And the older son is by the name of Manasseh.
小儿子是以法莲。
And the younger son is Ephraim.
在当时候，在右手是为着大的来祝福。
And usually you use your right hand to bless the older son.
所以我们看见约瑟他将马拿西带到雅各的右手的这一边。
So Joseph brought his older son Manasseh to the left right hand of Jacob.
以法莲呢是在他左手这一边。
And put Ephraim at the left hand of Jacob.
但是老雅各当他祝福的时候。
But when Jacob was about to bless his two sons,
他把他两只手交叉过来。
He had his arms crossed.
所以一下子约瑟他有一点紧张。
So Joseph was concerned at that moment.
他说不对不对。
He said, no, you're wrong.
大的是在你的右手边的。
The elder one is on your right hand side.
但是我们看见老雅各里面是那么的明亮。
But the thing is, Jacob was very transparent and clear in his spirit.
他立以法莲在马拿西之上。
He decided to bless Ephraim over Manasseh.
那我们就看见他的祝福。
And also the blessings he had for each of them.
为他们按手。
He laid hands on them when he blessed
them. 那在属灵的境界呢，我们知道是非常奇妙的事情正在那里发生。
And while he was doing that, very marvelous things were happening in the spiritual realm.
那在马可福音在新约我们看见有人带着小孩子来见耶稣。
And in the New Testament, book of Mark chapter 10, some people brought children to see Jesus.
有些人好像他们不太愿意。
Yeah, there are disciples around that did not like that idea.
主对门徒说让小孩子到我这里来。
But the Lord says let little children come to me.
他说不要禁止他们。
Do not hinder them.
因为在神的国里面正是像这样的人。
For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
所以要小孩子来到他的面前。
The Lord desires for little children to come to him.
主抱着小孩子。
So what he did, he took these children to his arms.
给他们 祝福，为他们按手给他们祝福。
He put his hands on them and blessed them.
所以在这里我们看见祝福的按手。
So this is an example of laying hands on people to bless them.
那第二个我们看见非常重要，讲到按手是讲到联合。
Another meaning which is also very important of laying hands, which is to unite people.
利未记第一章第一节。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 1 says,
耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西对他说,
The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting.
你晓谕以色列人说, 你们中间若有人献供物给耶和华,
Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when any of you brings an offering to the Lord,
要从牛群羊群中献牲畜为供物。
Bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock.
这叫他们知道说如何来献祭。
This is teaching them how to offer.
然后第四节。
Verse 4 it says.
他说他要按手在燔祭牲的头上，燔祭牲便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。
He is to lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for himself.
利未记特别讲到联合的按手。
So here, this is the meaning of this laying hand is to unite with someone.
无论是燔祭、赎罪祭、平安祭。
Whether it's burnt offering, atonement offering, or a peace offering.
献祭的人呢，他们要按手在这些牲畜的身上。
Whoever makes the offering needs to lay his hand on the animal.
然后才把祭物献上。
Then he can present the animal to God.
那这边的意思就是说他和这个他所要献的祭物是联合的。
By laying hands on the animal, it means that he is united with the animal.
献上的是这个祭物。
The animal is offered up.
但是它代表的意义呢，是献祭的人把自己献上。
And the meaning of that offering is that the one who offers the animal is offering himself to God.
所以这些祭物跟献祭的人联合。
Therefore, the one that offers offering and the offering animal itself are united in one.
必须是献祭的人按手在这些牲畜的身上。
And the one who makes the offering has to lay his hand on the animal to be offered.
所以这边我们就看见它有一个非常重要的意义。
So you see, this is a very important meaning here.
那我们讲到说，每一个人信主不能由别人来代替你。
A lot of times we advise people that you cannot ask anyone else to act on your behalf to believe in the Lord.
必须你自己做决定，来相信，来接受。
It has to be your own decision.
今天献祭，我们知道那时候有利未人这些祭司，他们替人办理属神的事。
At that time, Levites are doing business for people on behalf of people for God.
但是在献祭的时候。献祭的人按手在牲畜的头上，这个是必须他自己做的。
But when it comes to making offerings, the one that offers the animal has to lay his own hand on the animal. It has to be done by the one who offers.
因为这是联合。
Because he needs to be in one with that animal.
那第三个，我们看见一个传递的按手。
And the third example is the laying hands to pass things.
民数记第二十七章第十八节。
Numbers chapter 7 verse 18。
耶和华对摩西说：“嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，按手在他头上。”
The Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him."
所以按手在约书亚的头上。
So Moses laid hand on the head of Joshua.
那这边代表着什么意义呢
？What does that mean？
在生命记第三十四章第九节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9 it says。
我们一起来读一下。
Let's read it together。
嫩的儿子约书亚因为摩西曾按手在他头上，就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人便听从他，照着耶和华吩咐摩西的行了。
Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses.
所以在这边我们看见一面，摩西他要把那个棒子交递给约书亚。
And here we see how Moses tried to pass the baton to Joshua.
他把他的那一个职分就是传递下去。
To pass his responsibility to Joshua.
那另外我们就看见说，当他按手在他头上以后呢，约书亚是被智慧的灵充满。
And at the same time, when Moses laid hands on Joshua, Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom.
所以这边讲到那个传递。
So here you see something is also passed on.
那我们在旧约里面看见，可能还有其他不同的按手。
And you see different examples throughout the book of the Old Testament.
那这些都是实行的例子。
And these are practical examples.
那我们也再来看一下在新约中的按手。
Now let's take a look at the laying hands in the New Testament.
我们看见四福音讲到主耶稣在地上的生活。
And the New Testament recorded the living of Jesus on earth.
他的侍奉。
How he served.
他的脚踪。
And where he went.
那在他所有做的事情的里面。
And everything he did.
他按过好多好多的人。
Many times he laid hands on people.
为这些罪人按手。
He laid hands on sinners.
叫他们得医治。
So that they can be healed.
叫他们得生命。
And so that they can receive life.
叫他们从捆绑中得出释放。
So they can be set free from bondages.
那我们看见主一路他在那里按手。
And so the Lord laid hands on people very often.
主耶稣复活升天以后。
After Jesus resurrected and ascended into heaven.
教会在地上开始。
The church was born on earth.
我们也看见使徒们经常为着人来按手。
And you see many times the apostles would lay hands on people.
那他们在按手的时候。
And when they do that.
我们就看见元首的丰富。
You see the fullness from the head of the body.
好像能够流到每一个肢体的里面
can flow onto many members of the same body.
所以在新约中的按手，我们来看一些的例子。
So we'd like to take a look at a few examples in the New Testament.
那第一个是得医治。
First is to receive healing.
在路加福音第四章第四十节。
In Luke chapter 4 verse 40.
日落的时候，凡有病人的，不论害什么病，都带到耶稣那里。耶稣按手在他们个人身上，医好他们。
It says, when the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them.
所以他们把各样的病人带到主耶稣那里。
So a lot of people brought all kinds of people that have different sicknesses.
我们相信主耶稣他就是那位说有就有命立就立的神。
And we believe our Lord Jesus was God who says things and things happen.
主大可以就一句话就叫这个人得着医治。
So he could easily just command it and that this man could be healed.
我相信主一句话事情就会发生的。
And we believe by the word out of his mouth, things can happen.
但是主在这里，他按手在他们个人身上。
But you see, the Lord chose to lay hands on them.
然后呢，这些人他们得着了医治。
And they are healed.
所以在按手，我们说新约时代好像所有的事情应该都是属灵的、属天的。
And a lot of times we say, you know, when it comes to the New Testament era, everything should be spiritual and heavenly.
但是按手是实际上我们和别人的一个接触。
But by laying hands on someone, you have to actually touch someone.
主耶稣可以就用他的一句话。
For Jesus, he could easily do things through his own words.
我们相信也发生过很多。
And it happened at several times.
只要主说一句话。
Only with his own word.
事情就会成就。
Things could be done.
但是我们特别看见主在这里按手在这些病人的身上。
But here you see the Lord choose to lay hands on the sick people.
让他们得着医治。
So that they could be healed.
在马可福音十六章十七节，我们一起来读。
And Gospel according to Mark chapter 16 verse 17 it says.
他说：“信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。”
And all these signs will accompany those who believe.In my name, they will drive out demons.
第十八节他就讲到手按病人，病人就好了。
And verse 18 says, they will place their hands on sick people and they will get well.
手按病人，病人就好了。
Place their hands on sick people and they will get well.
今天我们在神的家里面，我们看见有太多太多 弟兄姐妹们在按手，我们得着医治。
And in the house of God, we have seen this happen frequently that when we lay hands on people, they are healed.
医治的按手，有些时候是有医病的恩赐。
And the healing laying hands sometimes done through people that have healing gift.
有些时候是借着信心的按手。
And but sometimes it happened because of faith.
有些时候是生命的流通。
And sometimes because the new life flows through the body.
啊，生命的活水带着医治的大能。
And the living water of life comes carry the power of healing.
在以赛亚书第五十三章告诉我们，因他受的刑罚，我们得着了平安。
Isaiah 53 tells us that by the punishment he received, we can have peace.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得着了医治。
And by the scourging he received, we are healed.
这是我们得医治的一个根基。
Therefore, this is the basis through which we can have healing.
我们可以宣告主的得胜，主的王权。
And on this basis, we can proclaim the victory of the Lord.
但是在这里，我们特别看见借着按手。
And here we see.Through the laying of hands.
很多的时候在儿女们的身上我们都经历到。
And we also have experienced this many times as children of God.
无论我们为别人按手。
Whether we lay hands on others.
或者是别人为我们按手。
Or others lay their hands on us.
在这里呢借着按手得着了医治。
And we receive healing as a result.
我记得在很多年以前
I remember many years ago
有一天呢我脖子不舒服我就坐在沙发上
And I had this discomfort on my neck So I sat down on sofa
那天我们家老大他大概三岁多
And my oldest daughter At the time she was about 3 years old
她就很关心我
She really was very concerned about my condition
她说我为你祷告好不好
She said Can I pray for you?
我说好啊
I said yes
诶他不止祷告他就为我按手在我的不舒服的地方
Not only she prayed for me She actually laid her hand on my area of discomfort
她非常的单纯非常的有信心
She was very simple and she was full of faith
我也觉得很有主的同在
And I really felt the presence of the Lord when she prayed
感谢主真的得着了医治
And I thank God because I was really healed
弟兄姐妹按手其实是今天我们能够从主支取一个非常大的福分。
Dear brothers and sisters, through laying on hands, we receive a great blessing from the Lord.
所以马可福音十六章说，手按病人，病人就好了。
That's why in Mark 16 verse 18 says, they will place their hands on the sick and they will be healed.
是的，我们可以借着按手彼此来服侍。
Therefore, we can minister to one another through laying on hands.
第二个讲到受圣灵的按手
And second purpose is to receive the Holy Spirit
在使徒行传第九章十七节
As is recorded in Acts chapter 9 verse 17
我们知道使徒行传第九章是一个非常大的一章圣经
And we all know that chapter 9 is a big chapter in the book of Acts
因为在那段圣经我们看见扫罗他怎么样蒙恩得救的
Because in that chapter we saw how Saul was saved
然后他成为神伟大的器皿叫做保罗
and became a great vessel in God's hand and changed his name to Paul
在往大马色的路上我们的主遇见了他
because on his way to Damascus our Lord appeared to him
扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我
Saul Saul why are you persecuting me
扫罗他在那里问说主啊你是谁
Saul responded by saying who are you Lord
主向他显现
so the Lord appeared to him
他是复活的耶稣
that is the resurrected Jesus
哦主开启他的眼睛
so the Lord opened his eyes
他知道说他逼迫最小的一个圣徒
so that he realized even the smallest sin he persecuted at the time
他就是逼迫了主
he was persecuting the Lord
所以他看见了这位荣耀的主
and he saw this glorious Lord
他看见了基督的身体
he saw the body of Christ
这一位保罗
and this Paul
成为何等重要的器皿
later became such an important vessel
然后在十七节呢
and in verse 17
他讲到有一位小弟兄
and there's this insignificant brother
呀小不一定是年纪好但是圣经里面并没有很多的地方来记载他
we don't really see recording about this brother anywhere else in the Bible
他叫做亚拿尼亚
his name is Ananias
他亚拿尼亚就去了进入那家
and Ananias went to the house and entered it
所以主打发他去
he was sent by the Lord
他说把手按在扫罗身上
placing his hands on Saul
说兄弟扫罗在你来的路上向你显现的主就是耶稣
Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the roads as you were coming here
打发我来叫你能看见又被圣灵充满
Has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
神打发亚拿尼亚去为扫罗祷告。
The Lord sent Ananias to pray for Paul.
然后为他祷告的时候呢，叫他眼睛能够得开。
To pray so that his eyes can see.
我们都知道保罗他遇见主的时候，他里面的眼睛开了，但他外面的眼睛。
We all knew when he saw the Lord in the glory, his outward eyes were blinded, even though his inward eyes were opened.
亚拿尼亚为他祷告。
So Ananias came to pray for him.
他眼睛能够看见。
So that he can see again.
然后下面另外还有一件呢，就讲到说又被圣灵充满。
And another thing happened, which is to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
他外面眼睛开了，可以看见了。
So his physical eyes were open that he could see.
他被圣灵充满。
He was filled by the Holy Spirit as well.
得着能力。
He received the power.
当他在问说主，我应该要做什么
？So when he asked, inquired of the Lord, what should he do next?
今天我们知道，我们的主借着亚拿尼亚，他为着保罗按手祷告。
And therefore we know the Lord used Ananias to lay his hand on him to pray.
让他被圣灵充满。
So that Paul could be filled with the Holy Spirit.
让他得着能力。
So that he can receive power from on high.
那今天他能够承受主所托付他的指示。
Therefore he could carry the responsibility entrusted by God.
在《使徒行传》第十九章。
And in the book of Acts, chapter 19.
那这边讲到说，亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过上边一带地方，就来到以弗所。
While Apollo was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus.
在那里遇见几个门徒。
There he found some disciples.
问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？
And asked them, Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
他们回答说，没有。
They answered, No.
也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。
We have not even heard there is such as Holy Spirit.
保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上，他们就说方言，又说预言。
When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied.
所以在使徒行传，我们也看见好几次使徒们为着这些刚得救的人为他们按手。
And in the book of Acts, we see many times when apostles lay hands on the new believers.
所以他们得着了圣灵。
They will receive the Holy Spirit.
在这边讲说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？
Here, when Paul asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?"
当他们说没有，保罗就按手在他们头上。
When they say no, Paul lay his hands on them.
啊，圣灵就降在他们身上。
And the Holy Spirit came on him.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们得着所应许的圣灵是因着我们相信。
And dear brothers and sisters, we need to know through faith we receive the promised Holy Spirit.
是的，因着信得着了所应许的圣灵。
Through faith we receive the Holy Spirit that has been promised to us.
在以弗所书第一章第十三节。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13.
他所讲到，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音。
That you have received the truth and the gospel through which you believed Jesus Christ.
信了基督。
And you have believed on Christ.
他说，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Since you believe in him, you have received the promised Holy Spirit as a seal.
所以保罗在这边告诉我们的很清楚。
Therefore, it's clearly stated by Paul to us.
是因着相信。
We have it because of our faith.
我们得着了所应许的圣灵。
And through faith, we receive the Spirit that has been promised to us.
他并不是讲说你们借着按手得着所应许的圣灵。
And we don't receive the Holy Spirit through laying hands by someone else on us.
是借着我们的相信接受。
Instead, it's through our faith, through our belief.
但是在使徒行传第十九章。
But in the book of Acts chapter 19.
同样是保罗。
is also Paul's doing.
他为什么问他们说你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？
Why did he ask them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
所以这两个我们说到底是怎么样能够把它摆在一起呢？
So how should we view these two things?
保罗他讲说我们是因着信我们得着了所应许的圣灵。
On one hand, Paul made it clear that we receive the Holy Spirit through our faith.
同样是保罗问他们说你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？
On the other hand, the same Paul asked people, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe?
所以显然在这里他是有一些分别的。
So there is some difference here.
今天我们借着相信
through faith,
我们得着了所应许的圣灵。
We receive the Holy Spirit that has been promised to us.
每一位蒙恩神的儿女。
That to every child of God.
今天我们知道圣灵住在我们的里面。
We all know that Holy Spirit lives inside of us.
每一个神的儿女都是因着信我们得着了所应许的圣灵。
And through our faith, we have all received that promised Holy Spirit.
所以在这里我们看见保罗按手在他们头上。
And here we see in chapter 19 of the Act, Paul laid hands on these people.
圣灵就降在他们身上。
When he did that, Holy Spirit came on them.
所以一个是在我们的里面。
Therefore, there's a spirit that dwells inside of us.
那一面呢讲到降在他们的身上。
On the other hand, there's the Holy Spirit that comes upon us.
所以我们在这里就看见。
Therefore, we understand it better now.
借着按手许多神的儿女他们得着圣灵。
Through the laying of hands, many children of God receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降在他们的身上。
And the Holy Spirit comes upon them that way.
是叫我们得着能力。
So that they can be equipped with power.
叫我们来跟随主。
So that they can follow the Lord.
约翰他特别讲到内住的圣灵。
And John specifically like to emphasize the indwelling Holy Spirit.
路加他特别讲到降在我们身上得能力的圣灵。
And Luke like to describe the power that comes upon us through Holy Spirit.
同一位圣灵。
That they are the same Holy Spirit.
何等的宝贵。
And so precious.
第三个，我们看见分恩赐。
And the third function is to receive gifts.
我们一起来读提前第四章第十四节。
Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14.
你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。
Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you.
提后一章第六节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火挑旺起来。
For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
保罗告诉提摩太不要轻忽所得的恩赐。
Paul advised Timothy, do not neglect the gifts.
那这些恩赐呢是众长老按手的时候赐给你的。
Which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you.
我们知道这些众长老他们是代表着基督。
And these elders represented Christ.
然后他们在那里按手的时候
When they laid their hands on Timothy.
是把恩赐传递下去。
They distribute the gifts to him.
就好像摩西为着约书亚按手。
Just the same way Moses laid his hands on Joshua.
约书亚得着智慧的灵。
And Joshua received the spirit of wisdom.
那我们知道这些恩赐是为着教会的建造。
And we all know gifts are given to build up his church.
这边的按手特别我们看见好像一个职分的传递。
Therefore, through laying on hands, we can pass on the ministry or responsibilities.
那这个恩赐是非常非常重要的。
Therefore, spiritual gifts are very important.Important to receive.
是为着身体的。
It's for the body of Christ.
是为着教会建造的。
It's for the building up of church.
当长老们为他按手的时候。
So when the elders lay their hands on Timothy,
他就知道说今天他不是属他个人的。
He realized that he no longer belongs to himself.
他所有以后的侍奉所有他的追求都是为着身体的。
All his service, all his pursuit will be solely for the body of Christ.
所以在这边我们就认识到说这一个恩赐是不可以轻看的。
Therefore, do not neglect that gift.
而且呢，这个恩赐要在里面像火一样能够眺望起来。
Instead, it should be fanned into flame.
很多时候主所给的恩赐。
And many times the gifts God gave us.
是要我们来服侍的。
Is for us to be able to serve.
是要我们来建造教会的。
To build up others in the church.
如果你不来使用它。
If you do not use those gifts.
好像这些恩赐就慢慢慢慢的就淡下去了。
And you will gradually lose in power those gifts.
保罗在这里告诉提摩太，要让他如火眺望起来。
So Paul says, fan into flame these gifts.
弟兄姐妹，怎么样让这些恩赐如火眺望起来？
Brothers and sisters, how do we fan into flame the gifts we have?
是要我们来使用。
Is to use it.
今天为着教会的建造。
For the building up of church.
神把各样的恩赐赐给他的教会。
God has distributed various gifts into his church.
有很多时候这些人就是恩赐。
A lot of times,People are the gifts.
有很多时候是圣灵的恩赐。
Sometimes are the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
有很多时候在身体中功用显出的恩赐。
A lot of times the gifts is seen through the functioning of body, of the members of the body.
但是最重要的是每一个肢体呢，它都有不同的恩赐。
But the point is that every member of the body has gifts.
有五千两的，有两千两的，最少的也有一千两。
Some may be five talents, some may be two talents.But at least one talent.
但是我们今天需要把这些恩赐用在教会的建造上面。
And we need to apply these gifts into the building up of church.
有很多人，他们也许会觉得说，今天好像不太需要这些恩赐了。
And some people may regard these gifts are not useful.
也许有一天，这些恩赐它会失去功用了。
And yes, one day gifts may lose its function.
有好多的恩赐，它。到这时候他都止息了。
And a lot of gifts will stop working at a certain point in time.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天是建造的日子。
But today, we're still in the era of building up church.
今天需要各样的恩赐来一同建造。
We need all kinds of gifts.
好像一个建筑。
It's just like a structure.
我们去的时候说它已经建造完成了。
And when we arrive, we say, oh, it is done.
你没有看见有各样的不同的工具。
You don't see any tools laying around.
因为已经建造完成了。
Because the work has been done.
但是你知道在建造的过程中。
Yeah, we know before it is finished, when in the process of being built up.
它需要各样的恩赐。
It needs all kinds of gifts.
今天正是教会在建造的时候。
And we are right now in the time of God's work.
我们带着一个渴慕的心。
Therefore, with a desire.
主我在这里。
And telling the Lord says, Here I am.
我们把自己献上，成为那个活祭。
Offer ourselves in His hand as a living sacrifice.
当祭坛上满了祭物的时候。
When there's all kinds of offerings on God's altar.
圣火从天降下。
The Holy Spirit will be sent down.
你们将我们焚烧成为无有。
To burn us into nothing.
因为我们在这边就看见，在教会当中，借着按手把各样的恩赐分赐下来。
Therefore, we see through the laying on of hands.God can distribute all kinds of gifts.
叫弟兄姐妹能够起来侍奉。
So that brothers and sisters can arise and serve God.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank God for that.
所以在新约的里面。
Therefore, in the New Testament,
我们看见医病。
We see laying hands can heal sickness.
我们看见得圣灵。
Can receive Holy Spirit.
我们看见分恩赐。
And can distribute gifts.
当然还有其他的。
Of course, there are many other purposes.
像按立、打发、差遣等等的都是有按手。
Or then someone sends someone out that also going through the laying on of hands.
那到底按手它的意义是什么？
So what is the significance of laying on of hands?
我们要一起认识按手的真理。
We need to understand the truth of laying on of hands.
我们一起来读哥林多前书第十二章十二节和第十三节。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12 and 13.
就如身子是一个却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多仍是一个身子，基督也是这样。
The body is a unit.Though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink.
基督的身体呢, 它不单是非物质的, 也是非天然的。
And the body of Christ not only is not materialistic, also is not natural.
我们知道元首和身体是在一的里面。
The head and the body are one.
所有的都是属灵的。
Everything of this combination is spiritual.
肢体虽然许多, 但却仍是一个身体。
There may be many parts to this body, but they are still one.
今天我们都在这个身体的里面。
And you and I are in this one body.
所以我们就看见说, 在这一个身体的里面, 我们讲说它是一个活的生机体。
And this body is a living organism.
生命是流通的。
And life flows and moves around in this body.
因为它是一个身体。
Because it is one body.
所以每一个肢体它必须是连于在身体的上面。
And every part of the body is connected in the body.
像葡萄树, 每一个枝子必须连在葡萄树上。
Just like the vine, all the branches have to be connected with the vine.
所以在这个身体的运作当中呢,
and in the functioning and operation of the body,
所以我们从刚刚讲到, 无论是旧约, 无论是新约, 各样的例子,
as the examples we just studied, whether it's from the Old Testament or the New Testament,
这些例子都显出身体的重要。
They all show one important thing, which is the importance of body.
借着按手, 我们看见生命那个丰富的流通。
We see the flowing of the power of the life in the body through the laying of hands.
我们可以看见在基督身体里面一个很实际的一个丰富的彰显。
And you see the actualization of the fullness and the manifestation of Jesus Christ.
是的, 今天你说, 你跟我, 我们每一个人, 我们都是一个独立的个体。
Yes, we may say, you know, I am by myself and you are by yourself. We are all individuals.
我们也可以说, 在属灵的境界, 是的, 我们, 都在基督身体的里面。
And we can also say in the spiritual realm, we are in the body.
那是一个属灵的实际。
That is the spiritual reality.
但是我们可以说每一个个体, 不管你在哪里, 是我们都在一个属灵境界中, 我们都在一个属灵实际中, 在基督身体的里面。
And no matter where we are, where we're located, we are all in this one body spiritual realm.
那是一个实际, 那是一个事实。
That is a fact. That's a spiritual reality.
所以我们都在其中。
We are all part of it.
但是我们也看见说, 在教会的生活里面, 在弟兄姐妹的生活当中。
Yet, on the other hand, in our church life,
借着按手,
when we live with our brothers and sisters, we help each other through the laying on hands.
你说按手它是一个好像外面的, 它是有一个物质上的接触的。
Laying hands on someone seems to be an external behavior.
但是如果我们真的认识那个属灵的意义,
but when we do that, if we truly understand the spiritual meaning of this action,
按手讲到那个联合,
is to unite with someone,
按手讲到那个交通,
is fellowship with someone,
虽然是一件外面的事情,
yes, it may look like an external behavior,
但是将一个属灵的实际很清楚的, 今天在我们各样的 生活侍奉当中, 它能够彰显出来。
But it's also manifesting the true spiritual reality.
今天你讲说, 手按病人, 病人就好了。
So we say, you know, if you lay hands on the sick, they will be healed.
难道说我为他祷告, 他就不会好吗?
So are we saying if I just pray for that person without touching, he cannot be healed?
也不是的, 很多时候我们祷告,
that is not true, because we do pray for people a lot of times and they were healed.
但是另外他也告诉我们, 我们这样子按手祷告,
but on the other hand says lay hands on the sick.
那你就经历到说, 是的, 有点不一样,
and you will experience something different.
生命在那里流通,
because life flows out.
然后呢, 今天我们说, 其实都是圣灵在那里工作,
it's all the work of the Holy Spirit either way.
所以按手有的是恩赐。
Therefore, when you lay hands on someone, sometimes because we have the gift.
按手很多时候是信心。
Or sometimes it's done through our faith.
按手很多时候我们看见生命在那里流通。
Or just the spiritual life flow from one body to the other.
因为他讲到那个联合。
Because when you lay hands, you unite with someone.
所以我们看见好多圣徒不一定是身体上得医治，很多时候他们里面的捆绑得着释放。
A lot of times when we lay hands on people like that, not only they are healed physically, they are also spiritually set free.
他们里面的那个忧伤一下子也得着了安慰。
And the sorrow within can be comforted sometimes.
那个软弱的一下子得着了力量。
And the weakness suddenly is strengthened.
因为借着按手在身体中那一个联合的实际。
Because the spiritual reality of unity happens when you lay hands on your partner.
能够显出来。
So that is done through that.
弟兄姐妹，我们就知道按手何等的重要。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we should realize how important it is to lay hands on others.
让我们求主让我们真是眼睛得开。
May we pray the Lord open our eyes.
我们认识基督的身体。
See the meaning of the body of Christ.
我们今天都在身体的里面。
And we are all in this body.
今天元首的丰富。
The fullness of the head.
要显在身体当中每一个肢体的身上。
Has to be seen on all parts of the body.
那生命需要在身体当中是那么能够交通，能够流通的。
And the life needs to be able to fellowship.
然后我们就知道按手是非常非常的重要。
Then we realize it is so important to lay hands on each other.
我盼望说以后当我们按手的时候，我们不是只是做一个外面的动作。
And my hope is that in the future when we lay hands on others, it's not just a external action.
我们乃是真的认识那个属灵的实际。
But because we truly understand the spiritual reality of this action.
我们在基督身体里那个联合。
Knowing that I am uniting with my brothers and sisters in Christ.
然后我们生命的那个流通。
And the life can flow through.
然后借着按手。
Through laying on of hands.
让元首的丰富能够流到每一个肢体的身上。
The fullness of the head can flow into different parts of the body.
我们一起来读诗篇第133篇。
Let's read together Psalms 133.
这是大卫上行之诗。
This is a Psalm of Ascent by David.
我们读这整篇就是第一节到第三节。
There are only three verses, let's read them all.
看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
It's like precious oil.Poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes.
好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore.
膏油浇在亚伦的头上。
It's like the oil being poured out onto the head of Aaron.
那膏油从亚伦呢又流到衣襟。
That running down onto his collar.
我们知道神的膏油是在基督的身上。
We know the anointment of God is on Christ.
他是神的受膏者。
Because he is the anointed one of God.
那他为我们承受圣灵没有限量。
And for us, he received the Holy Spirit without measure.
那今天这个膏油要流到每一个肢体身上。
Now this oil will flow through all the parts of this body.
他要带每一个肢体我们真实的进入与基督的联合。
And will bring us into the unity with Christ.
叫我们享受在基督里的丰富。
So that we can enjoy the fullness in Christ.
哦，弟兄姐妹，弟兄和睦同居，何等的美，何等的善。
Oh, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
主要我们常常在一起。
God wants us to be together.
我们彼此代求。
He wants us to intercede for one another.
他也让我们看见在神的家中借着按手身体之间的那个连结。
And he wants us to be united through laying on hands.
然后与主与元首的连结。
And also to be united with the head, with our Jesus Christ.
让我们真实能够经历到那个生命在我们当中的流通。
So that we can experience the moving work of the Holy Spirit in the body.
所以我们刚刚讲到有好多好多圣经中的例子。
And we share with you many examples in the Bible.
所以讲到说那个祝福
How through laying on hands we can bless others
今天很多时候我们借着按手我们也在那里祝福
Yes, through the laying on hands we bless other people
我们讲到说那个献祭的时候那个联合
And also how we unite with our offering
今天我们不是借着牛羊
We are not doing this through the animals today
我们把自己献上
Instead we are offering up ourselves
因为我们是那个活祭能
够献上 We are the living sacrifices
然后我们今天看见说今天在神的家的里面有各样的丰富
And also in the house of God, there's all kinds of fullness.
我们借着按手让这些丰富能够彰显出来。
And through the laying on of hands, these fullness can be seen.
是叫各样的恩赐今天能够显出。
So all kinds of gifts can be manifested.
为着神家的建造。
So that we can build up the church of God.
今天借着按手好多人得着医治。
And through laying on hands, people are healed.
今天我们借着按手我们看见那是一个生命活水能够在我们当中流通。
And we see the living water of life can flow through the body of Christ.
带着医治的大能。
And with this healing power,
叫我们的信心能够增长。
That our faith grows as a result.
然后我们今天看见何等的宝贵。今天元首的丰富能够流到胡须流到衣襟
So the fullness of the head can flow through to running to the beard and to the collar of the robes
能够进到每一个肢体的里面
Into every part of the body
今天我们祷告叫神的家显出这个身体的实际出来
And this is our prayer so that the reality of body can be seen
保罗告诉提摩太
Paul told Timothy
使得你在按手的时候要谨慎，不可急促。
Do not be hasty when you lay hands on others.
有很多要提醒的。
And there are a lot of important things you need to remind him.
讲到说，你从按手所得着的这些恩赐，你不要去轻忽它。
And also, do not neglect the gifts you receive through the laying hands on you.
他讲到说，这些恩赐要把它如火挑旺起来。
Instead, you need to flame into flame these spiritual gifts.
我们求主真的是让我们认识到圣经中这么多的按手它实在的意义是什么它的真理是什么叫我们里面是那么的清楚
So we really need to understand the truth and the significance of laying on the hands in the Bible
是的教会本来就是属灵是属天的
Yes, church is spiritual and it's heavenly
教会中所有的事情呢没有一件非人格的事与物
Therefore, nothing in the church is of this world
今天有外面所做的但它有非常深属灵的意义和价值
Things are done in the church through our behavior but still every action has spiritual significance
所以我们在按手的时候不是只是一件外面的动作而已
Therefore when we lay hands on others it's not an outward action
求主带我们进入这属灵的实际
May the Lord bring us into the spiritual reality
我们看见元首我们看见身体
That we see our head and we see the body
今天按手的和被按的我们在一个身体的里面我们是一同蒙福的
Those who lay hands on others and those who have been laid hands on are one in the body of Christ
我们求主来祝福
We ask the Lord to bless us
我们一起来唱这首诗篇133篇
Let us sing this hymn 133 together
看啊弟兄和睦同居是何等的善何等的美
How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
这好比贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上。
It's like precious oil poured on the head.
流到胡须又流到他的衣襟。
Running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes.
好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion.
因为那里有耶和华所命定的福。
For there the Lord bestows his blessing.
就是永远的生命。
Even life forevermore.好比黑板
们的甘露，将在西岸上，因为在那里有耶和华，所立定的地步就是永远的生
生命，就是永远的生命。